One of the sugyas is very, very relevant to what we're learning now in Maseches Beitzah, is the very beginning of Parshas Kiseitse, right? The entire description of Yufasto. How exactly that works is going to be impactful in many areas lahalacha, but something we're going to be spending a lot of time on, and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. It's clear from the Gemara, I mentioned it very, very briefly this morning, that Yufastoer is something that typically would be forbidden, but because of the dire circumstance of Malacha, so the Gemara tells us, Kedushin Chapalaf Madeis, Chapezim Aleph, Lo Divra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara. The Torah lowers the bar, it allows something, recognizing a dire Shasatchat that typically would indeed be Asa. What exactly is the dire situation? Rashi says, "B'molchemes rishus, hakasav medaber." This is not the molchemes mitzvah. Why does Rashi write this is not a molchemes mitzvah? Poshab shah, because molchemes mitzvah, but there's an allowance of yifastoar. Molchemes mitzvah lo sechaya kol neshama, and therefore it must be referring to a molchemes rishus. When you look in the Rambam per chesed ilchus malachim, the Rambam does not write that. Mechaschinach already points out. Tavkuf Lamed Beis, Emin Cheschinuch, that the Rambam does not write this. The Rambam seems to indicate that if Astor applies to Melchama, even a Melchemes Mitzvah as well. And if you'll ask me, how could that be possible? The Pasuk says, Lo Sechai Kol Neshama. Maybe I'll tell you a simple answer. Maybe that's part of the Chiddush of Yifastor. Now, it's clear from the Gemara that Yifastor tells us something is allowed that typically would not. It's not so simple what that would be. You know, if you're talking about just simply a maisabia with a goya, with a nachris, you know what, that's a very, very chamur isser draban. But here we're talking about an isser daraisa that the Torah is allowing. And the Rishonim are very bothered. What exactly is the isser that the Torah somehow is releasing? Maybe according to the Rambam, it's very simple. If we're talking about a miskeres of a melchemes mitzvah, so therefore, that many of the din mechemes mitzvah don't apply in the case of Yifastor. That's lo dibra Torah ela keneged yitzara. That's clear from the Rambam Shita that applies even to cases of mechemes mitzvah as well. Clearly, this is something that normally is asa, you know, but the Torah lives. The Torah lives. Rover Shonim assume, oh, that's the Shita of Atosus, right? But against the Shita of Rashi, that the Biri Shonim with Yifastor is immediate. And that is something that should be forbidden. And that's what the Torah indeed is releasing. Why is that so clearly Nisa Daraisa? So it's true, typically speaking, that Bia Nachris is a very chamor issur drabanon, but there is an exception. No? Pinchas. You know what that's called? Kanayin pogim. Sometimes, if you're not speaking about, you know, just a random, isolated, private act, but you're talking about something that is absolutely done b'frahesia, kanayin pogimbo. Therefore, you have a right to take a person's life. It's an important chiddush in that case. It's more, the Ramban writes, in the very beginning of Shorash Shlishi and Sefer HaMitzvos, kanayin pogimbo is more than just like a chiv misa b'dei shamayim. It means that it can be carried out in this world, b'dini adam. So, when is that true? Oh, if it's something which is such a public act, kanayin pogimbo, that's an issur daraisa. So, the Ritva, the Rashba writes, Aliva de Tosus, that the maisavi is not being done by Frahesia. But everyone is aware, if this woman is taken from the battlefield, that's called the Frahesia. And that has the aloch of kanayin pogimbo. And that's lo dibra Torah ela keneged yetzahara. The Shita, according to Rover Shonim, it's Matir in a Serbia. According to the Rambam, maybe it's Matir Lo Sechaya Koneshama. Tosus is very bothered, Kedushin Dav Chav Bei Zamar Aleph, that what about according to Rashi? Because Rashi says the following Chiddush, the Torah says in the very beginning of Rashi, V'achar came, Tav Lo Be'alta, the Mais Serbia occurs afterwards. Rashi says, you know what that means? Nothing is Mutter until the Achar Gerus. Nothing is mutter until the Achar Gerus. Wow. That's Rashi Shita. So Tosus is like so surprised. So what's the whole Heter Yifastor? You can marry a Gioris? Of course you can marry a Gioris. Now why? Why is that? Lo Dibra Torah El Keneged Yetzer Hara. according to the Rambam, Losachayko Neshama. I say, according to the Rashba, according to Tosus. Ah, it's Matur Nisr Biyav Kanayin Poginbo. According to Rashi, everything is done La'achar Geirus. So, of course, La'achar Geirus, that indeed should be Heter Gomor. I'll tell you another Kashiv Tosus. That Tosus Klushon Chabezim and Aleph. The Torah describes, now, Amnon and Tamar. Seemingly, that was a permitted relationship. You know what's so difficult? A permitted relationship? They were brother and sister. Their father was David HaMelech. How could Amnon and Tamar be a permitted relationship? That should be Arayas Daraisa. Satosus Rais, Nachabez the Menalef. You know what the Gemara answers? Tamar Bas Yifas Tamar. Tamar was a Bas Yifas Tamar. What exactly does that mean? Bas Yifas Tamar. Oh, Satosus, according to me, it's very good. Bi Rishon in Yifas Tamar occurs right, before the Geirus. When the Torah describes the whole process, that's afterwards. But the Bi Rishon applies Kodem Geirus. So, I understand. If that was the case, Basi Fastor, Kodem Geirus, so therefore, Lahalacha, they are not brother and sister. They're not brother and sister. Tamar was conceived before any Geirus whatsoever. So that's why the Gemara says that Amnon and Tamar technically could have married each other, because Tamar was a Basi Fastor. But Tosus writes, according to Rashi, that nothing is mutter until Lachar Geirus, so Lachar Geirus, Abbas Yisrael, their father was David HaMelech. How can the Gemara answer that? Bas Yifas Tor. Well, Tosus writes something that sounds a little bit difficult, and yet, say, according to Rashi, they were not really naturally brother and sister at all. They weren't brother and sister. You know, Tamar was Abbas Yifas Tor from someone else. She wasn't the natural daughter of David HaMelech. What do you mean? How is that true? Oh, because she was a bas, Yifas Tor. They were not naturally related whatsoever. The Pasuk refers to as being part of the household of the Melech. Yeah, like a stepchild. She lived as part of the household of the Melech, but she wasn't a natural daughter of David HaMelech. But I'll tell you an incredible chiddush of the Ritva, and that's Sugya, Kedushin Daf Chaf Beis. If everything is Lachar Geirus, what's the chiddush of Yifas Tor? Well, what's the heter? What are you being matir? Giores. There's no isser. It must be, the Ritva writes the following chiddush, that this is not a typical geirus at all. This is not a typical geirus. If it's a typical geirus, you're right, there's no isser whatsoever. This is not a typical geirus. What the Torah describes regarding Yifas Tor is a model of geirus. Geirus with absolute das and with everything else? Certainly not. This is a semi-geirus. And if not for the Parashat Yifas Tor, you know what I would have said? This geirus is meaningless. This is not the formula of geirus. This is a procedure that is done to the Yifas Tor, but it's not really a formal geirus. So therefore, without the chiddush of Yifas Tor, Buddha said, this is a typical Isser Bia, similar to Kanayin Poginbo. And you ready for this bombshell that the Ritva writes according to Rashi? And even after this Geirus occurs, it doesn't mean that there's a full Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, even after this type of Geirus occurred, the child of the Yifas Tor is not Jewish. And that's the teretz that the Gemara gives, that Tamar was a Bas Yifas Tor, even if there was no Birishon until after Geirus. This Geirus. Wow, that's a Chiddush that the Ritva writes. And that's again. So undeniably, there's a Chiddush which is involved in Yifas Tor. Either the Chiddush is Lo Sachaya Kol Neshama, or the Chiddush is Birishona, or the Chiddush is a quasi-Geirus. But clearly, the Torah is telling us we're allowing something here that we would never allow. Okay. Then the Gemara raises a stunning question. Does this parsha apply to a Kohen? Kohen maho b'yifas Tor. The Gemara says the following chiddush. Birishona, yes. Let's assume Pashup Shah. Let's have it. Birishona, yes. But Lachar Bim Rishona, there's Gerus. And she's a Gioris. A Gioris is a Sur LaKohen. So what happens when you're getting a Kohen? Kohen Mamu Fastor. So you know what? Shmuel says it's Aser. Bir Yishon will be Mutter, but that's it. And Rav comes up with this very great Chiddush. This is right now a Shasunya. Your fast Torah is Aser to everyone. But the Torah is Matir. And if that's true, I can apply the principle of Hol Vishtari Yishtari. Hol Vishtari Yishtari. You have something that typically is Aser, but there's a Heter. You know what? We allow, at times at least, a heter to expand, a heter to morph. A heter is not only limited to that exact context, but I can apply a principle of holy story history. So Shmuel says, absolutely not. And therefore you can't say, oh, if it's matter this, it's matter that. Maybe good, if Hastor is matir, whatever is it. But who says it's matir, Gioris Lekoin? And Rav says, that's not true. If something is usser and the Torah lifts, so therefore, that heter expands, and it doesn't only apply to a Yisrael, it applies to a Kohen as well. So a pretty fundamental machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, regarding the application of the principle of Hovi Shtar Yishtari. So that's the Rashba. Kedushin Dav Chav Aleph Mabez. When do you apply this principle? When do you apply this principle? When do we say, well, look, if heter is chal, that's it. And when do we say, what do you mean? It's matter this, but not at all matter that. What right do you have to assume, oh, you know what? Not this and not that, and not that. Ooh. So the Rashba writes the following. Let's look later in the Parsha. The mitzvah of Yibum. What would you say about the mitzvah of Yibum? Yibum, look, a starting point is, there's an Issa Daraisa of Eish Asach. Eish Asach is an Issa Erva. Your Chayim Kares, a sister-in-law is Bichlal HaRayos. And all of a sudden here, the Torah tells us, no, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Obviously, Yibum is matir this Rav Eish Asach. Yibum is matir this Rav Eish Asach. Okay? What about the following case? So the Rashba likes regular Yibum. There's an Isra of Eish Asach. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. What is necessary for the mitzvah of Yibum? You know what's necessary? Yavamo Yavalem. That's all that's necessary for the mitzvah. You know what that means? A maisabia. That's even more technical, no? Ooh, machlokas Tosus Rasha. Tosus writes, all you need is tchilas bia. All you need is tchilas bia. Because bia, by definition, generally speaking, that means tchilas bia. Tchilas bia. That's all you need. Only tchilas bia. The Rashba agrees with that, but we'll see you soon. Amachlokes. So why do we allow more than that? Why not argue, look, there's an Isra of Eish Asach. Only do that which is necessary to fulfill the mitzvah. Once you fulfill the mitzvah, we're done. We don't assume that, no? After all, the Pasuk is Mefurish. Once Yibum is done, L'kach l'lishta, what does that mean? Nasis ki ishto l'chodavar. They're married. We don't say when it comes to Yibum, only do that which is necessary to fulfill the mitzvah, and no more. But rather we assume Hov Yishtari Yishtari. If this Rav Eish Asach is Paka, this Rav Eish Asach is Paka, and we're done. Ooh, so even though it's an Isser Erev Eish Asach, yeah, but you know what? If the Isser is gone, it's gone. Okay? So now the Rashba is bothered by the following. Now, Yivam Ostev Chav. Let's assume this. A Kohen is married. The Kohen has no children. The Kohen dies. His brother is a Kohen Gadol. For a Kohen Gadol to do Yibum, that's kind of problematic, no? Number one, Yibum in general, there's an Isra of Eish Asach. Okay, Yibum is Matir. But there are more Yisurim here. There are more Yisurim. Number one, there's a Lav Daraisa, Parshas Emor, that a Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana. Obviously, she's an Almana. That's a Lav Daraisa. Number two is that if they're fully married, she's a ba'ula. And there's an essay of Basula Yikach. A Kohen Gadol can only marry a Basula. So for a Kohen Gadol to do Yibum, there are other Isurim as well. There's Arayos, I understand, but there's also a Lav of Amana, and there's an essay of Basula. Okay, the Gemara goes a step further. This Kohen that died, were they fully married? Erisin and Nisuin? Or only Erisin? Oh, if it's only Erisin, so the problem is she's an Amana, but she's still a Basula. If they were fully married, Erisin and Nisuin, then Ishasach, Amana, and Ba'ula. Right? Oh, so the Gemara says very simply. If you're talking about fully married, a nesua, and then the husband dies, we're not going to allow you. Because ein esse do chalosa se vese. The esse of yibum cannot be docha, a lav and then an esse. A lav on a mana and an esse of basula. So you know what? We're not going to do yibum. What are we going to insist on? Chalitza. That's yibam ostavcha. What happens if they were not only Erisin and not Nisuin? She's an Amana, but she's a Basula. Oh, so then it's only a Lav of Amana. Good. Oh, now I can apply the principle of Esti Dochalos Hasei. Let the mitzvah of Yibum be Doche, the Lav of Amana. So you know what the Gemara says? You're right. We would allow the Kohen Gadol to do Yibum because... The mitzvah of Yibum is dochev the Yisraelav of Amana. But you know what the Gemara says that would mean? That would mean just do the mitzvah of Yibum, Yavama Yavaleha, and now you have to get divorced. Because if the whole heter is Esti Dochalos Hasei, the heter only applies to Biri Shona and to nothing more. And Tosus goes a step further. That's the Tosas and Daf Chaf Mabez. We would only allow Tchilas Biyum. We would only allow that which is minimally necessary for the mitzvah of Yibum. Tchilas Biyum. So we would say, Tchilas Biyum, then get divorced. So the Chamim did not like that. No? Tchilas Biyum, then get divorced. The Rashba writes, we'll allow Maisa Biyum. But then get divorced. Oh, so Gazro, Biri Shona, to be a Shniya. So because of that, Gzeira Drabanan, don't do that just to give chalitza. Don't do evil. Well, so that's the Gemara. If you have a problematic case of evil, if there's a lav, then an essay, there's no evil. If there's just a lav, technically there is evil, because essay do chalos essay. But essay do chalos essay would only allow that which is minimally necessary. And that would mean here, tchilas bi and then get divorced. So therefore, midrabanan, gazru bi rishon ato bi yeshni. Oh, so the Rashba's bothered now. Yibum is an iser erev of eshasach, and nobody says only bi rishon or tchilas bi is mutter. Once the iser is lifted, it's lifted. So if you say it about arayos deraisa eshasach, why don't you say it about the Isser of Amana, the Kohen Gadol? That's the Rashba's kasha, no? Why not apply the prince? Oh, hold ishtri. And the Rashba even throws in the following. We're going to have to discuss this at length. No? Would you say, like, say, Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So do what you have to do. Would you really say, hold ishtri? You know, once you're doing it, do more, not more. Do whatever the mitzvah b'chai b'em requires, and don't do anything more. When it comes to pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, there's such a halacha of all history. The Rashba writes, absolutely not. So why yibum, yes? Why yibum with the Kohen Gadol, no? Why pikuach nefesh, no? That's kind of a pretty heavy issue. Oh, this is the Ran and Beitza, and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. But this will be very, very relevant for Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. I mentioned just briefly in passing on Tuesday, the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin Aleph tells us a pretty stunning chiddush when it comes to Ochel Nefesh. You know what that is? Memale isha kedera achas basa. Afal pi shenotzrich elachaticha achas. If something's called Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do the malacha. If you're allowed to do the malacha, you can be marbe b'shiurim. You can do the malacha in excess. You can do the malacha in excess. Let's assume, for example, right, this meat is being cooked for the purpose of yantaf and yantaf. Let's assume that that's mutter. You know, I have two pieces of meat. I have one piece of meat that is small, but it is large enough to meet the requirements of yantaf. I have another piece of meat that's much larger. You know, now that I'm cooking, let me just cook the larger piece of meat. You know, that's going to help me for the coming days as well. That's what the Gemara says explicitly, basically the Zayin Aleph, that anyantif mar b'shirin is mutter. If the malachi is mutter, the malachi is mutter even b'ribui shir. Mar b'shirin is mutter. Wow. So the Ran immediately, now the Ran, the Tesla Beis and the Arif, the Ran writes, how does that fit with the Gemara Menachos Nef Samach Dalet? The Gemara Menachos Samach Dalet discusses the following. A person is a chol on Shabbos, and you know what? The doctor says it's vital that he has to eat two grogros. He has to eat this amount of fruit. He has to eat literally, right? Two figs. Okay? Can I be Mechal Shabbos to get the two figs? Of course, it's Pikuach Nefesh. So I run to my backyard. You know what the Gemara has? Menachos Tav Samach Dalet? I look at the tree. You know what? There's one branch that has one fig. There's one branch that has one fig. There's one branch that has three figs. There's a one and a one and a three. So the Gemara says the following. So what do I do? Do, what do I do? So I cut the one and the one, because the chumah needs two. One and one is two. Or do I cut the three? No. I'll cut the one branch that has three. What if it's studim? Well, the three, I'm being marba b'shiurim. The one and the one, I'm being marba b'malacha. Is it better to be marba b'shiurim or better to be marba b'malacha? That's the safek of the Gemara. And you know what the Gemara concludes? Of those choices, it's better to be marba b'shiurim than marba b'malacha. One in one, you're doing an extra act of kotzer. In a three, it's a single act of kotzer, but you're just being marbe b'shiurim. So if those are the choices, you're better off. You're better off with marbe b'shiurim and marbe b'malach. So like the Ran is really bothered. No, better off. Isn't it clear from the Gemara? I go to my backyard, there's a branch that has two. You know what the answer is? Do that. No, it's a problem because I only have one and one and a three. If I had a two, why? Marvishun is mutter. Marvishun is mutter. It should be mutter lechatchila to take the three. And it should not even be a suffix if it's a one and a one and a three. The three is mutter lechatchila. Beit Siyad Zayin Marvishurin. And the one and the one is an additional malacha. Why is that a suffix? Why is that a suffix? That's the steer of the Ran. No? The Ran Tesma Beis and Dap Yerif. How do you resolve Beit Si Yud Zayin with Menachos Samach Dalet? Wow, what a kasha. No? One teretz, fascinating. That's the teretz of the Rashba. That Marba B'Shirin is only in Issur D'Rabbanan. Wow. Even if the guy would cut the three if he has a two, that's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. And if it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, did the Chachamim always institute this Issur D'Rabbanan? Oh, so you know what the Rashba writes? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And here where the Rashba writes, like against our Gemara Daf Beis, against meaning, you know, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Shabbos, which is so chamur, it's an Issur Skila, we don't even want you to be marah the shiurim, because maybe it'll lead to malacha. Yantif, which relatively speaking is kal, we're not as concerned about being marah the shiurim. So marah the shiurim is mutter on yantif, but marah the shiurim is asar on shabbos. Wow. So that's a great chiddush l'Rashba. Now, chiddush number one, marah the shiurim is only an iser d'rabbanan. Chiddush number two, the iser d'rabbanan is on Shabbos and it's not on Yantar. Shabbos is more chama or machmer, and Yantar is more kal or meikum. Unlike what our Gemara suggests, that at least as a possibility, that since Yantar is kal, you should be more machmer d'rabbanan. Okay? The Ran writes, really does not like that. Because if that's really true, marah the shiurim is only an iser d'rabbanan. Let's go back to that case. The doctor says he needs two pieces of fruit. I look in my backyard. I have a choice. A one and a one or a three. What's a three? An iser d'rabbanan. What's a one and a one? A malach of kosin. The Ran writes a reposhet, that's an iser d'araisa. So that's a no-brainer, no? You have a one and a one and a three. A one and a one is another malacha. A three is marah the shiurim, which only is d'rabbanan. So isn't it obvious then? That one and one, not three? Why would the Gemara even have a suffix? No, that's pretty heavy, no? So the Ran writes, it cannot be marah the shiurim, there's nisa d'araisa. Nisa d'araisa. Well, you know, maybe one could suggest the following terrace. I want you to think about it though. Let's say, for example, that case of the cholim. I run to the backyard, and I, you know what, I cut a one and a one. And a guy looks at me and says, why'd you cut a one and a one? Why'd you cut a one and a one? You know what? The Gemara says you should cut a three. No? Okay, I cut a one and a one. The doctor said two, one and one is two. No? I was marba b'malacha. Is it so obvious that that's an issa d'araisa? The Ran writes, obvious. He did another malacha. Yeah, but you know what? The malacha was done for the purpose of pikuach nefesh. No? I didn't just do a malacha because I was in the mood. I did a malacha because it was pikuach nefesh. Yeah, but you know what you'll tell me? You could have been more efficient. You could have been more efficient. You could have done the same pikuach nefesh with one less malacha. Does that mean the malach is not with sort of pikuach nefesh? The fact that I wasn't as efficient as I could have been, is it so obvious that's an issa d'araisa? Poshav shat one karari according to the Rashba, both are d'rabbanan. Being marbe shurim is an issa d'rabbanan, but being marbe b'malach le sort of pikuach nefesh also is only an issa d'rabbanan. And that's why it's a suffix of the Gemara. Maybe against the Ran. The Ran assumes that it's obvious. Marbe b'malacha is an issa d'araisa. Okay. So the Ran is back to his kasha then. So, how do you resolve the stira? Why in Yantif is ribu b'shur mutter? And why in Shabbos do we assume it's an issa d'araisa? That's pretty heavy, no? I'll tell you a chiddush, not for now, because this is going to take a lot of homework. No. This is an Or Sameach in Perek Yud Ches of Hilchos Shabbos, but a lot of homework. You know what? Who says you can compare every malacha to another? Maybe whether Marbe Shiurim is Daraisa, Drabanan, Mutter, Oser, depends on what malach are you talking about? What malach are you talking about? Wow, wow. And maybe, you know what we have to do? We have to do a lot of homework. We have to analyze every malacha and ask ourselves, in this malacha is Marbe Shiurim Mutter? Is this malacha Marbe Shiurim Aser? That's like a lot of, that's pretty heavy, no? That's a lot of work. Like, the answer is not yes, the answer is not no. It depends on the malacha. It depends on the malacha. And Rosh Hashanah suggests a chiddush, that maybe when it comes to, ooh, Beitza, Yetzayin, Bishul, I'm cooking. You know, a person is not actively doing like a separate malacha for every... He just puts a pot in water and is cooking it. Maybe when it comes to bishul, whether the food is 5 ounces or 10 ounces or 15 ounces, maybe Mabishurin is mutter. Or maybe our Shurin sometimes is a Rabbanon. But in Kotzer, maybe there's a separate Hagdara of Kotzer for every pre that is cut. Maybe Kotzer is different than Bishul. It's like a heavy issue, no? A person has to carry on Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. Do we ever say, well, once you're carrying, you can carry other things as well? Mar Bishurin comes to Hutzah. Maybe one could argue, once you're carrying, maybe you're allowed to do more. You're allowed to do more. That's a really heavy din. You know, there's a sefer which is written on the halachos for the soldier. No? A soldier in the army. No? But the sefer is called Machne Yisrael. You know who wrote that sefer? The Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim has a separate sefer called Machne Yisrael. You know? And he has a huge footnote. The soldier, because Pikuach Nefesh has to carry his gun, is he allowed to carry his tefillin? Ooh, a huge footnote, no? Can he carry his knapsack? Can he carry the tefillin? Or now at Shabbos, he has to discard the tefillin and only carry his gun. Or if I'm carrying the gun for Pikuach Nefesh, and I'll tell you details, we'll see this in Daf Yudzayin, Daf Gimel, that, you know, maybe he has to carry the tefillin with the gun. Or can I carry the gun here and the tefillin here? Can I carry the knapsack on my back and the gun here? Or do I argue, you know, it has to be a single literal act of Hotzah, that in the same hand that I'm carrying, I have to carry B. What is the Hagdar? Mar Bishu, when it comes to, oh, I have to carry. Yeah, but to carry more than necessary, Pikuach Nefesh. Is that obviously Mutter? Is that obviously Asa? You know, maybe one has to analyze every Malacha differently. Who says Hotzah is the same as Kotzeh? Let's say a person is engaging in a Maisa Shechita, a Tilas Neshama. One animal is 50 pounds. One animal is 200 pounds. It's more of an Isser of Shechita for the 200-pound animal than the 50-pound animal? I would argue, weight, why in the world is weight relevant? This is Netilas Neshama. It's one Isser of Tilas Neshama, regardless of whether the animal is hefty or whether the animal is skinny. What difference does it make? And therefore, it would be Mutter L'Chadchila to Shechta, much larger animal on Yantiv. That's not called Mar Bishurin at all. Right? That's like, whoa. So maybe one possibility is it's only Nisa Drabanan, a difference in Shabbos and Yantar. Okay. Maybe, or Sameach, maybe every malach is different, and they have to assess this malach, that malach, a lot of work. Okay. You know what the Ran writes? Magnificent. No? The Ran. Testament is up there. Ran writes, but you have to agree with his Hagdaros. You know what the Ran writes? Ooh, give him a little. Ochel nefesh an yantif is hutra. Pikoach nefesh an Shabbos is only duchuya. And the difference between hutra and duchuya is marbe b'shira. That's the chiddush of the Ran. Wow, wow. If something is mutter, so to do it in excess is mutter. If something is usser, but there's an override, you better be careful. You can't overreach. You can't overreach. That's his Hagdara. The whole Yisod of Mar Bishurin, or the Rashba, the whole Yisod of whole Vishtri Yishtri, once the Heter Rizchal, you can do so in excess. That's only if something is Hutra. If something is Dukhuya, you know what Dukhuya means? That in principle, the Isser exists, but there's an override. If that really is true, so when that override is not necessary, why in the world? Duchuya is only allowed if it's E Efshel Kaim Shneim. But if there is a way of Efshel Kaim Shneim, that's the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis. That's like the classic Kotrin Duchuya. The Torah tells us, you know what? If a Yachid is Tamei, so offer your Karan Pesach and Pesach Shein. Parshas Balosa. If the tzibur is tame, the carbon can be brought bituma. The Gemara raises this. A carbon tzibur, bituma. Is that hutra or is that duchuya? Am I nafkamina? So the Gemara has a stunning nafkamina. Now, Sanhedrin Yud Beis. You know what? Pesach is not right at the threshold. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And I see the B'nai Yisrael Tame. You know what? I have an ace up my sleeve. You know what? Let's add a month. Let's be Ma'abre the Shana. We'll buy a month. I'll have an other Sheni. So by the time Pesach comes, everyone will be taller. So the Gemara says, Mena katza la katza. If you hold Tuma is Dechuya B'tzibor, the Sanhedrin is obligated to add an extra month. If you hold Tuma is Chutra B'tzibor, the Sanhedrin is not allowed to add an extra. The Sanhedrin can only add a month if it's Letzorich. What's the Tzorich? Avoid this problem. Chutra, Chutra. That's the Gemara's Nafkamina, Chutra Dechuya, Efshri, Efshri Lekayim Shneyim. The Ran writes here, Beitz HaTesim LeBeis. You know what the corollary is? Marba Vishiurin. If something is Dechuya, whatever is necessary, you do, but necessary, you have no right to overreach. If you're going to argue that something is Chutra, so therefore, you can do so on Axis as well. And then, the Ran plugs in his things, and you can disagree with every case that Olchol Nefesh is Chutra. And Pikuach Nefesh is only Duchliya. And that's why when it comes to Olchol Nefesh, Beitz Yad Zayin, you can cook in excess, as long as you're not doing separate acts of cooking. But Pikuach Nefesh, only that which is necessary. Wow, that's the Chiddush of the Ran. A beautiful Hagdara. And the application is something which is stunning. Maybe one could disagree. You know, I can tell the Ran, I agree with your magnificent Hagdara, but maybe Olchol Nefesh and Yantif is only Duchliya. Maybe Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. Or maybe they're both Duchliya. Maybe they're both Hutra. How do you know to say this? That's not so simple. That the Ran's going to have to try to prove that indeed that's the case. But that's something which is pretty heavy. Wow. So it's not a difference like the Rashba said between Shabbos versus Yantiv. No, it's not Shabbos versus Yantiv. It's the heter of Olchol Nefesh versus Pikuach Nefesh. And that's a din d'oraisa of the Ran writes. That's a very fascinating chiddush. That's what the Rashba writes when it comes to Hovi Shtariyash. If you want to know the secret of when to say, when the heter is chal, it expands. You know what the answer is? Is this Hutra? Is this Duchuya? And therefore the Rashba writes the following. When I try to look at Yibum in relation to the Isra of Eshes Ach, Yibum and Eshes Ach, like, maybe I would tell you, well, of course that's Hutra. Or maybe I'll even go a step further and tell you it's beyond Hutra. Beyond Hutra. Now, if something is Mutter, I'll tell you that it's Mutter for one of three reasons. Something can be Mutter, like most things in this world that are Mutter. You know why it's Mutter? Guess what? Because it's Mutter. Right? There's no Isser. It's not that yes, but. Not yes, but. There's no Isser. I would tell you that, you know what? Most things are Mutter because it's Heter Gamur. It's Heter Gamur. Then I'll tell you the complicated cases. Something that typically is usser, but here it's allowed, that can take two forms. Chutra versus Duchiyah. I can say that typically usser, but Duchiyah, or typically usser, but Chutra. L'may nafkim Chutra v'Duchiyah. Sener Yabez, Ef Shalakayim Shneyim. But even Chutra implies that there's an isser, no? There's an isser. There's an isser that something overrides. Let's say there's an Isser, Malacha, and Yantiv, but Simchas Yantiv overrides. Olchol Nefesh. Is Olchol Nefesh Chutra Duchuya? I'll tell you a further possibility. Forget about Chutra Duchuya. Right? The Ramban, for example, in Parsha Semor, now Vikra Chav Gimel, that writes, when it comes to Shabbos, the Torah tells me, Lo Sasa Chol Malacha. When it comes to Yantiv, the Torah says, Chol Maleches Avod Lo Sasa. Why in the world? Because there's a different Hagdara of Malacha on Yantif and Shabbos. The only thing that's Aser on Yantif is Maleches Avoda, as opposed to what? Rabban writes, Maleches Asuda, as opposed to Olchol Nefesh. Olchol Nefesh is Heter Gamur. Olchol Nefesh is Heter Gamur. I wouldn't call that Hutra. I would say, that's like taking a walk on Shabbos. It's not that there's an Isser, but the on oneg Shabbos of walking is matir? No matir. The Hagdara is Melechus HaVadah. And not Melechus HaVadah. I'll tell you, there are three shitas in Ochel Nefesh. One is that it's a Dabar Hayatzeh Min HaKlal. That means that Melechus Ochel Nefesh was never included in the Isra of Melech HaNyantah. The other is it was included, but there's an override. And that override can be understood as Hutcher versus Dechuya. L'mayinaf, Kamina Hutcher Dechuya, Efshri Efshri L'kayim Shnei. That we'll discuss. That's the Machlokas Rashi Tosus. Tav Gimel Min Aleph. Tosus is Melechus Ochel Nefesh is Mutter, even if it was Efshri Mibon Yom. And Rashi is going to tell us in the Masechta, Chav Gimel, that's not true. Melechus Ochel Nefesh is only Mutter if you couldn't do it before Yom Tov. Pashim Shat, that's Hutcher Dechuya issue. The Ramban goes a step further. It's not even us. We'll wait till Daf Gimel, but we'll have to see how the Nafkamina is between Hutra and Adar Yatzim and Akal. What's the Nafkamina between the Rabban's Never Aser and the Ran's Hutra? Rashi's Duchuy and Nafkamina's Efshel Kayim Shnei'en. I got that. What's the difference between an Issa that doesn't exist as opposed to an Issa that existed, but there's a Matim? That's pretty heavy, no? Maybe the same thing is true when it comes to cases of Yibum. You know, when it comes to Yibum vis-a-vis Eishesach, you know what I'll tell you? Well, obviously, no? Yibum, by definition, is Doch Eish. Somebody asks you a question. Is Yibum Doch Eishesach? Like, you know, go look at them, like, what? You know, Yibum is only B'mokom Eishesach. Like, that's a question? That's a question? Well, of course, no? Someone will ask you, you know what? Is Tzitzis Doch Eishesach? So you know what you're going to have to tell them? Well, Parshas Kiseitse, Yivamos Dav Dalet? Yes. Someone's going to ask you, is Big Day Kuna Doch Eishesach? You're going to look at them and say, Big Day Kuna Eishesach? No? The Choshen, the Efo, the Avnet, the Shatnez. You can't have Big Day Kuna without Shatnez. Isn't it obvious that Big Day Kuna applies Makom Shatnez? Tzitzis. Maybe no. Oh, the answer is yes, because of Esed Ochalos Asse. But if you were to ask me what is a much more fundamental Matir, I would tell you, you know, there's a world of difference between Kilayim and Big Day Kuna and Kilayim and Tzitzis. Kilayim and Big Day Kuna is self-evident, no? You know, someone asks you the following question. You know, can you bring a carbon tamid on Shabbos? So you know what the answer is? Yeah, it's a before Shagran Yuma. Last daf and Torah Bakalpi. Yes. No? Of course. Someone asks you, can you bring a carbon musfe Shabbos on Shabbos? You're going to go like, what? No, like, can you offer a carbon musaf of Shabbos on Shabbos? The musaf of Shabbos are only on Shabbos. No? It wouldn't be absurd for me to say we're wrong. We'll be wrong. But it wouldn't be absurd for me to say that maybe a carbon tamid is 6 days a week and not 7 days a week, because carbon tamid is not tell for Shabbos. But it would be pretty absurd to say that the carbon of Shabbos is not tell for Shabbos. It's only brought on Shabbos. How can you say musaf of Shabbos is not tell for Shabbos? In Achinami, that's Rabbi Chanan writes, that's the sheet of the Ramban. That Musfei Shabbos is Davar Yatzam in Aklal, and Karban Tavon in Shabbos is Sutra. By definition, I'm not forced to assume that Karban Tavon is Kariya B'Shabbos. Maybe I could say, you know what, just like other Avoda, where during the week, yes, but it's not Tocha Shabbos. But it's absurd to say the Avoda of Shabbos is not Tocha Shabbos. It's true by definition. Yibam being Doche Shesach, it's true by definition. And what about in this really strange case, you know, where a Kohen dies after Erusin, before Nisuin, and the brother is a Kohen Gadol? Is the Isra of Yibam Doche the Lav of Amana? You know, I wouldn't say by definition, by essence, not by definition. I would say, oh, I remember Yavam Eschav, Esti Doche Lo Sase. The Esti of Yibam is Doche, the lav of a manu kohen gadol. And if it's a lav and an essay, she's a bulula, it's not doche. It's not doche. It's not true by essence, by definition. That's only duchuya. Essay dochalosis, that's only duchuya. Whereas yibum and eshes ach is only duchuya. By definition, it's true. By definition, it's true. Wow. Oh, so I'll tell you the following chiddush then. If something is true by essence and by definition, yeah, then you know what? That's not duchuya. And then I'm going to apply the principle of hovi shtar ishtari. So it's the devar pashut that yibum is not going to be matir just be rishona. Yibum is going to be matir be a shni and beyond. But if you're dealing with almana l'kohen gadol, where it's not true at all by definition, it's because of an esed ochalosa say. Esed ochalosa say is duchuya. We don't apply the principle of ishtar v'ishtari. And therefore the Gemara says in the Kohen Gadol case, even though it's only in Yisrael Av, it's not in Yisrael Erev of Kareis. But like, almost like ironically, the Yisrael Av is only Paka from one Maisabiya, and the Yisrael Kareis is Paka Leolam. Yeah, that's because of Hutra or Lo Nemra, as opposed to something which is Duchuya. That the Rashi writes is the Yisod of all history, history. And here, again, I will tell you that, and how do you know? How do you know? I would say that which is true by essence, or maybe that which is most explicit, then yes, that's Hutra. And something which is far less so, well, that's Tosu Sushita, Brachos Chafam at Aleph, that a Kohen being Metame Lemeis Mitzvah is not so obvious. But if I ask you, can a Kohen be Metame the Krovim? You know what the answer is? Well, of course, just look in Parshas Emor, no? Lenefesh lo yitama bama. A kohen cannot be tami the mace, ki im lesher akarva, with the built-in exclusion of akarva. Tosus points out, there's a world of difference between tumas kohenim regarding akaro, as opposed to meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is a drasha, no? You have to know the sugya, brachos yitesna beis, kofam and aleph. Can a kohen be metame for akaro? Regardless of the sugya, that's a pasuk in Chumash, absolutely yes. Ki'im means the built-in exception of, the built-in exclusion. That's Hutra. Or maybe that's Lonet, that's not Duchuya. The built-in exception of. Tzitzis and Shatnez is not a built-in exception of, no? It's something which is called Smuchim. Why in Parshas Kiseitse are these two psukim to back to back? To be Doresh, that one could be Doch of the other. That's a drasha of Torah Shabbat Peh. It's not a drasha of Torah Shabbat Peh that Yibum is Doche Shasach. It's not a drasha of Torah Shabbat Peh that a coin is Matame for Krovin. That's something which is Mufurish for Krov. Wow, so that's like stunning, that Rashba. So the Nafkamina is Efshe Efshe Kaim Shneim. Good. A Nafkamina would be Hovishar Yishtari. Good. A Nafkamina would be Ribi Bashirim. You know, Heter, there's no Isser of Ribi Bashirim. Isser? Well, of course there's an Isser of Ribi Bashirim. Just because A overrides this doesn't mean A is going to override that. That I will tell you is like a pretty heavy heavy lumbus. And how does that relate to your fast hour? See, maybe one would argue as follows. Well, look, you know, if you're judging by essence, by definition, by that which is Mufurish Bakra, know what I would tell you? I would tell you, well, of course, Rav is right. No? I don't like to use those words. No, but of course, no? That's what Yifas Torah is, no? That to me sounds like Kilayim Big Dekuna. It sounds like Yibum and Eshesach. Yifas Torah is a reality where there is an Isser which is involved, that the Torah is Matir. That's what Yifas Torah is. It's like Yibum being Doch Eshesach. That's what Yifas Torah is. So of course, the Rav says, you know what, Hov Yishtri Yishtri. And Shmuel says no. Well, why does Shmuel say no? But he disagrees with my whole shiur. No? Maybe. But maybe not. There's one huge difference. No? Big Dekuna, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel is a Mitzvah Rabbah. And Yibum is a mitzvah rabba. And Yefas Tohar is lo dibra Torah ela keneged yetzer hara. It's an accommodation. I agree it's Mufurish Mekra, but it's an accommodation. It's lowering the bar. That this is not the idyllic mitzvah of Yevamal Yevel, Hakim Shev Lachim Hameis, Big Day Kahuna, Avoda. You know, Pashav Shah Shmu would say, well, of course that structure is absolutely correct. But not when it comes to Yefas Tohar. When it comes to Yefas Tohar, what typically would be called Utra is only Duchuya, because in essence, Yefas Tohar is only Duchuya. Lo Dibra Torah, in the case of Hara, this is an accommodation. How can you apply to an accommodation a whole Vishtari Yishtari? Whatever is necessary to accommodate, accommodates, but careful. Right, there's a Hagdara, there's a bridge. Akan. So that's a pretty, like, a heavy machlokas of that application. And that will be essential, because when it comes to Ocho Nefesh, it's clear, we'll see, three explicit shitas in Rishonim. Is the head of Ocho Nefesh because these malachas don't exist, or they exist but the matir of Simchas Yantiv is Duchuya, or they exist but the matir of Simchas Yantiv is Hutra? It's Hutra. With nafkaminas in all the directions, but that run, because that's the assault of the sugya of Ribu Shiurim. I would suggest Ribu Shiurim, a form of a whole Vishtari history, and linking to that Rashma, Daf Chaf Aleph. And as I mentioned very, very briefly at breakfast, you know, like, the amazing Hashkaf Yefas Tohar is whatever the reality is, Melchemes Mitzvah, Chemes Rishus, but Kadosh Baruch Hu realizes that it would not be a fair expectation if there wouldn't be a Hetev Yefas Tohar. When that's true, you know what the Torah does? It lowers the bar. It relaxes the expectation. And that is the exception that proves the rule. That when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula, that, you know what, if this is the expectation, no one can ever say that, you know, that's beyond my reach. If it was beyond my reach, the Torah would accommodate. No, the Torah doesn't accommodate. Of course the Torah accommodates. That's the parsha of Yefas Tohar. And if the Torah doesn't, and Halacha declares that despite the challenge, this is what you have to do, you know, a person has to go into it with the mindset that, you know what, I'm tooled, I'm equipped, I'm capable of. So if the Halacha would be under your circumstance, your putter, that's it. But if the Halacha is under that circumstance, despite your chayiv, it means, right, that you're able to do so. You're able to do so. I'll tell you two, like, incredible, just marmakomos. One is Yerushalmi in the beginning of Peah. Another is Medrash Rabbah Parshas Nitzavim. In Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah tells us when it comes to Talmud Torah, you know what, that people can have a mindset that Talmud Torah, mastery of, is beyond my reach. Beyond my reach. So that's the Torah goes out of it saying, it's not true. It's not B'Shamayim. It's not me'ev liyam. Ki karav alecha hadavar ma'od b'fichu v'avich l'asos. You know what that means? The expectation of soaring and learning is within your reach. That there's no whole Vishtari history. No, it's within your reach. And the Medrash Nitzavim, that pasuk, writes, lo niflesi mimcha. Lo niflesi mimcha. So the Medrash is Doresh. The imniflesi, and if you think it's beyond your capability, beyond your reach, beyond your capacity, let's put a comma. No, the imniflesi, comma, mimcha. That's pretty heavy, no? You think you have a limitation in learning? That's self-generated. No, that's coming from you. That's not coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. The imniflesi, mimcha. And the Yerushalmi and Peya, Aleph, writes a similar drasha at the very end of Parshas Hazinu. The Torah says, Lo davarei kumikem. The Torah is not something that's empty, no? And you know what Yerushalmi writes? V'im davarei ku. And if somehow one thinks that the Torah Hashem is anything short of infinitely magnificent, kama, mikem. That's your misinterpretation. That's your limitation. And why is that? Yerushalmi writes, because Mishum lo asakta. Because you didn't give it your all. Whoa. You know what? Anything you think you're not accomplishing and learning is mikem. It's because, you know, you have to do more. And like incredible, and if a person does that, and he really rises to that occasion, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. And I'll tell you, in all these cases, like those drushas, right, Yerushalmi and Nitzavim, and the heter of a Torah, you know, that if something really is beyond your reach, the Torah is going to accommodate. And if it doesn't accommodate, it means, ki karav alecha davar ma'od b'ticha levavcha la'asasa. It's an important mechayim. On the one hand, it's, you know, incredibly empowering. On the other hand, it's a responsibility. It's an achray. It's that a person has to use the koch ha-nefesh that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us in order to be able to not just accomplish, to be able to soar in Torah Hashem and to soar in all aspects of Avodas Hashem. I have to leave right now. You can call me at home on Sunday. Anyone that good?